The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Now, the last year, it's obviously forced all of us to take stock of our lives, the direction we're heading in and so on. And we're told the world of work is probably going to change. So is this a good time to study, to retrain, redesign your future? Well, I want to talk to someone who found their way back to education, that they'd many obstacles and maybe they actually found their way back because of them. We'd say good morning to Claire Cullen.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What part of the world are you in?
I am in Waterford City, and more specifically, I'm in my car outside my house, hiding from my children.
Oh my God! Okay, right. And the oldest city in the world, in the country, maybe not the world, but beautiful, yep. Waterford. Let me start first of all, because we're about education here, and specifically third level. Can you tell us a bit about your first venture into third level after you left school?
Well, my first venture into third level, I went down to UCC in Cork. I grew up in Carrickashore. And I decided I was going to become a dietitian, and I went to study nutritional science. Mm-hmm. And I dropped out after about 3 months because I hated it.
Yeah, okay.
So, so I decided to go back again a year later and did art, English and politics. And I left after 2 years because I had my first daughter.
Yes.
So that was in my head, that was the end of my educational journey for a little while.
And you were a full-time mammy?
I was a full-time mammy for a little while, but I got a part-time job then, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, perfectly happy with my little one at home, my job, and my partner worked, and we were doing grand. But then the recession hit, and all of a sudden I thought, I need to do something to be able to come out the other end of this with better employment prospects. And that's when I went to Waterford Institute of Technology. And I started off doing a 3-year ordinary degree in business studies.
Yes.
And I left after 4 years with an honours degree in economics and finance.
Amazing. And you had, as a mature student, what age were you when you went back in?
I was 25.
Which is very young, but obviously in college terms, people think you're ancient, don't they?
The
freshers.
Oh, stop. But sure, I thought in my head I was 19 still. And then I went into college with a load of actual 19-year-olds and realised, nope, I am not 19.
So,
I think having a child as well meant that I was in a different headspace, a different lifestyle.
Yeah, completely. Sure. Life was happening where it doesn't really to 19-year-olds who are free at last at that stage. How hard was it to go back as a mature student and do the entire course while being a parent?
I suppose looking back, it was incredibly difficult. I do remember nights crying with tiredness. And I remember, you know, trying to fit in everything, you know, childcare, housework. I had a part-time job and a full-time college course. You know, it was all overwhelming. But I suppose once you're in it, you just get on with it.
Yeah. Well, you must have been very tenacious and tough.
Well, I had a lot of support as well from my lecturers and even my colleagues in the class who felt desperately sorry for this poor old one.
You were worn out.
I was worn out, but it was great. It was a real boost for the confidence. You know, having dropped out of college twice, having had an unplanned pregnancy young, you know, I was trying to prove myself as well.
Yeah, and you did. And you should congratulate yourself for that. Yeah, oh, you did. Because you didn't stop there. You went straight to work, really, didn't you? After your honours degree.
Yeah, I did. I went into the company that I had done my work experience with during the degree, hired me straight away afterwards. So I was... At this point, I was a bit older, 28, married, and I was pregnant with my second child and delighted with myself going into work. Like, life had worked out for me. I had ticked all the boxes. I was delighted with myself.
And what happened?
Well, unfortunately, my third baby was stillborn. Mm. I lost her at 26 weeks. And I think everything just ended for me then. That part of my life, that trajectory that I was on, just came kind of crashing down. And I found it very hard to return to normal. There was no going back, really, for me. It was about making a whole new life for myself now with this new reality that I was facing. I was looking for a community of people who could support me. So I joined a pregnancy loss support charity.
Yeah.
And I made loads of friends there. And I had to reassess my priorities, and a career in finance with my newfound vulnerability and new focus on my family meant that they really weren't compatible. The type of career that I had been pursuing before just wasn't going to work for me. So I started working here in Waterford in a not-for-profit, not using my degree, not using any of the skills that I built up, but in a lovely kind of caring environment where I was able to sort of recover and heal and also pursue this sort of advocacy and charity work as well.
I'm going to come to that in a minute, but I just want to kind of portray the picture for people of what you put together. You did amazing achievements later, but you had, as you say, everything sorted in life. You had gone back into education against the odds. You'd come out, you had the job in finance, and this was obviously a terrible, terrible blow. But I'm trying to get, how long did it take before you know, what was that period like in your life, and how long was it when you realised you had to give up your career? Because you're in grief, aren't you?
Well, that was it. I had lost the baby and I was on maternity leave. And it's a quite unique and horrible situation to be on maternity leave with no baby. Yeah. And I was trying to kind of gather myself to get to the point where I could go back to work. And I started doing things like doing a dry run of the drive back to work. You know, driving back up the road, it was a bit of a commute. It was a 50-kilometre commute. And I never made it. I never actually made it to the office. I was to go back and collect bits and pieces that I had left there. And I could never even make it the whole way to the office. I never made it there. So I knew that things had to change. I couldn't face that. I tried counselling. I'd been to support groups. But there was just no going back.
One of the difficulties you faced in terms of the office was people were of an age where there were a lot of pregnancies, weren't there?
Loads of pregnancies. I think I was one of three pregnant women on my team, and one was due the same week as I had been.
Yeah, gosh. It was very tough. It's amazing, really, that you came through it at all, to be honest. But you had two young kids at home anyway, so...
Well, exactly. I had great support from my family. I had my kids, you know, and I had the support of the people that I'd met through the charity. And I had seen other people recover, which I think was the main thing. I'd seen other people come back to themselves, come back to their lives, changed forever, but certainly not less than.
Yeah. But aside from the family, I mean, just for your own personal, you know, achievements, you'd studied hard for that job and you had to leave it for your own mental health, really, didn't you?
Yes, exactly. You know, you have to prioritise your well-being at some point, particularly when other people rely on you, but even just for yourself. Sometimes you just have to accept that something is no longer for you after a change.
Something that really motivated you again was the Repeal the 8th referendum. Can you take us back to your involvement there?
Absolutely. My daughter's stillbirth was at the end of 6 weeks of knowing that she was dying. In 2015, when there was no other option but to carry the pregnancy or travel. And as I said, I had two other kids that I wasn't prepared to leave to travel to the UK, to lose my baby there and then come home without her. So I took the option of waiting for her to pass away and deliver her here in Waterford. I had a great care team in the hospital here in Waterford. Yeah. But that period of waiting for her to die so that I could deliver a dead baby was unbelievably traumatic. Yeah. I think that was really the what did for me in terms of not being able to go back to my life again and not be able to recover as well as I thought I could. And I was just determined that this was not going to be inflicted on other women after that, that we would have a choice, just an option. You know, you get to pick what's best for you. Yeah. So I worked with the charity and an advocacy group called Terminations for Medical Reasons Ireland. And we worked very hard and advocated for our members so that we could, first of all, get the referendum and then so that we could win it and be able to have the option of choice in Ireland for women who are pregnant.
And it worked. And it was a big part of that campaign. I remember 2018. So that's what you were doing with your young family, and you did a great thing for other women there.
Thank you. I hope so. I hope we see a difference in sort of pregnancy outcomes and mental health outcomes when pregnancy goes wrong as a result of having better choices now.
What's extraordinary is that when you were campaigning that referendum, you were also pregnant.
I was. I had a full-time job. I was pregnant on my fourth gorgeous girl and campaigning as well. And all of this, of course, came to a head at the same time. The referendum was on the 25th of May, and exactly 2 weeks later, I gave birth to my daughter. stressful time.
Yeah, but you were inspired again and thinking about going back to college.
Well, that's right. After that, I was on maternity leave, and I think that was really the first time I gave myself time to properly process everything that had happened in the previous 3 years. So I was really grieving for the first time without the campaigning elements. I was able to remember, you know, some of the happy times of being pregnant with Alex, mm-hmm. who we lost. And I was really considering, you know, where I wanted to go with my own life, and decided to take some time out, but not to return to my job, because as wonderful as it was very full on. And I really wanted to be able to focus on the three kids and be able to find something that was more flexible and that I would be able to work around my family. Yeah. They became my priority, or they had always been my number one priority, but I always saw my career as sort of for them, whereas now I was much more valuing the time that I spent with them and doing a little bit less with that required money.
Brilliant.
More baking.
And you went and you studied Tangent. It was a course in Trinity College, wasn't it? Again, in business. And tell us what came out of that. You have a business now, don't you, that you run with someone that you met in Trinity?
No, actually, a friend of mine, Jennifer Ryan, who I'd met through the Pregnancy Loss Charity.
Right.
She and I have been chatting about different ideas that we had, and we had this idea for a pregnancy loss support journal, something that would be a self-help tool for people who were experiencing what we had, which was sort of the anticipation of losing a baby and then the loss and the grieving and the recovering. And I lost my job, my part-time lovely job, during the pandemic last year, and I was looking for something to upskill and reskill in, and that's when I came across these fabulous Springboard-funded courses in Tangent at Trinity College. Yeah. So they were funded. They didn't cost me anything.
Right.
Which is huge for us, obviously, because accessibility was the issue and cost was the issue for any return to education. I've always wanted to do postgraduate study, but it's just prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
So the fact that these were funded and I was available to online last year, and I was able to attend from my bedroom in Waterford going to Trinity, and I found the lecturers just really, really helpful. The fact that the staff was so approachable and friendly, and they gave me so much support, that during the course I used this idea of the pregnancy loss journal as one of the basis for my project. So I was doing like interviews with people who had lost babies and saying, would this help, and would this be something that would help you in this case? And realised that there was a huge amount of support that was missing, and not in terms of like mental health support, but really like communities needed support to help each other through pregnancy loss.
Yeah.
You know, that there was a lack of understanding around pregnancy loss in workplaces, in friend groups, in families, and that was what was kind of holding people back from recovering as well as they could from pregnancy loss, from healing and moving on from pregnancy loss. Yeah. And I rang my friend and I said, you know, there's a business in this. And she and I both said, well, look, it would be unethical to make money from something like
this.
Yeah,
but Viloma is the card company. Jennifer
Viloma
Ryan
is the pregnancy
Viloma, V-I-L-O-M-A-H. And the gorgeous idea, gorgeous cards in there. Sorry, we're running just out of time, I'm afraid, Claire.
Oh, but sorry.
You studied with Tangent at Trinity College, but there's great courses all over the country for people who want to see what's out there. Springboardcourses.ie is a good place to start. And we're getting lots of messages already from people who are lauding going back into education as a mature student. So you're a great advertisement, and I wish you well, and congratulations on what you've done after all you've been through. So it's time to go back into the kids that you've been hiding from down in Fort Worth.
I'm enjoying my coffee and car.
The work
well,
never ends.
If anybody is considering it, they should check out the Tangent website. I know they have an open day on the 9th of August.
Great.
And they should have a look at the Tangent website.
The 9th of August.
And check out the Viloma.ie website.
Brilliant. Viloma.ie. Thanks a million, Claire Cullen. Good morning.
Thank you.